Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to your Daily Fuel. Today's quote, the foolish man seeks happiness in the distance, the wise will grow it under their feet. James Oppenheim. Now, for many of us, we're searching for this elusive concept of happiness. I'll be happy when I get that promotion. I'll be happy when I get the next job or that next role. I'll be happy when I buy that car. I'll be happy when I find the perfect partner. I'll be happy when my business starts to build. We're putting a place and a time concept on our happiness. We're always looking in the distance. We're always looking ahead for when we'll be happy. And by doing that, we don't allow ourselves to be happy now. You know, many experts will agree, happiness doesn't come from looking longingly into the distance. It comes from gratitude and being grateful for what we have, who we are, and where we are now. When we look at the things we don't have, when we compare ourselves to others, it creates feelings that simply aren't happiness. Instead, we instigate feelings like jealousy, bitterness, resentment. Look for your goodness now. Look for the gifts in your life. Be grateful for who and what is in your life. Grow what you have. Use your talents. Use your strengths. Develop them. Make them even greater assets. And be the best person that you can be, whatever that role may be. Be it the best partner, the best husband, the best wife, the best employee. Wherever you are, be the very best that you can be. Because the foolish person seeks happiness in the distance. The wise will grow it under their feet. I'm Coach Curl. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Fuel. I'll see you soon. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to Your Daily Fuel. Today's quote comes from my book, Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. And it's surround yourself with people who move you, motivate you and mobilize you. Now the story came from a time where I spent a couple of amazing weekends as a mentor within a weight loss company. And I was able to meet and connect with a number of inspiring people. People who'd made the choice to change their life. People who had made the choice to sacrifice and put discipline into their lives. People who had overcome an environment where people didn't want them to change. So some of these people had overcome the odds where their friends and their family were actively against the positive change within their life. It was an amazingly inspiring weekend. And this particular weight loss company really spoiled us. And I remember as we were cruising around the Sydney Harbour and I'm surrounded by these amazing people. And that's where the quote came to me. Move you, motivate you and mobilize you. So when we look at people that move us, that's an emotion. We want to connect with people emotionally. And we connect with people emotionally that we can see some similarities potentially, or their story resonates with us. It's an emotional connection. So when we connect with people emotionally, we have a chance to be motivated. And motivation's around that goosebumps concept, isn't it? So we get inspired, we get motivated when we hear other people, especially those that we've connected with. But the final stage, that mobilization, where we take that emotional connection and we take that motivation and that inspiration and it drives action. It moves us. It gets us moving forward. So surround yourself with people that move you, motivate you and mobilize you. So ask yourself today, who surrounds you? Whether it's in business or whether you're in the midst of a growing career or whether you're simply instigating positive change in your life. Do the people around you move you, motivate you and mobilize you? Because if you do, you're giving yourself the best chance of success. I'm Coach Curl. This is your Daily Fuel. I'll catch you real soon. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to your Daily Fuel. Today's quote comes from Sheryl Sandberg. Motivation comes from working on things we care about. It also comes from working with people we care about. Purpose, calling, service, whatever we call it, whatever we name it, this quote really resonates with me. And if you're a leader, it should resonate with you. Our motivation, our purpose as being a leader is about aligning to the purpose, whether it's our purpose or whether we align it to the strategic purpose of the business or the organization where we're a leader, where we're leading, where we're managing people. That alignment helps us get through tough times as we look towards our North Star for guidance, clarity, and motivation. And leadership is also about the service to others, the service to our team. A good leader cares about his team. Everything they do is to build the best team, create the best environment for that team to excel, and provide the best conditions for them to prosper. A good leader sees potential in the people they care about and supports, develops, and that's what motivates the leader. Sheryl Sandberg is 100% correct. Motivation comes from working on things we care about. It also comes from working with people we care about. And as a leader, our people should be the people that we care about. And I hope that sits well with you. I'm Coach Cole. Thanks for checking out Your Daily Fuel. I'll see you soon. Hey there, it's Coach Girl here and welcome to Your Daily Fuel. Today's quote, to leaders who don't listen will eventually be surrounded by people who have nothing to say. And that's a quote from Andy Stanley, and I love that quote. Leaders who don't listen will eventually be surrounded by people who have nothing to say. Now, we've all been to those meetings, haven't we, where nobody says anything. We've all had those leaders where you're not expected to have a voice, where you're not expected to share an opinion. You're not expected to have a say. We've all been in those teams where nothing gets said. It's blind obedience. Well, at least that's the case publicly. Because we know that there's always meetings after the meetings where we all have a whinge about what didn't happen at the meeting. There's plenty being said, it's just not being said publicly. And the leader's not aware of what's being said. Good leaders listen. And they're very active in their listening. They have empathy. They want to understand. They want to bring the potential out of their people. And they want to bring that into the solution. They want to ensure that the very best of the team, the very best of their business is brought out. When a leader doesn't listen, they lose that. And they lose the potential solutions that are available. And the solutions purely become the viewpoint from the leader. And in all honesty, that's dumb. So how can you listen better? Well, it starts with the desire to do so. It starts with our mindset. There's great value in taking time to listen. There's great value in taking time to understand. There's great value in understanding clarity around what is being said, what is being felt, and some of the solutions and advice that your team may provide to you. There's huge value. So listening starts with the desire to listen. This is Coach Carl. This is Your Daily Fuel. Until next time, I'll see you later. Bye. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to Your Daily Fuel. Today's life hack comes from the Happier podcast with Gretchen Rubin. Now, this is a podcast that she does with her sister Elizabeth Kraft. And it's one where they will often share hacks to make or help you have a happier life. Now, on their recent show, 157, which was their third anniversary show, they shared some of their favorite hacks from the year. And there was one that really stood out for me. And it's one that they called the ta-da list. Ta-da. Now, we all have our to-do lists. And sometimes they seem to be this never-ending list of jobs that just need to happen. But a ta-da list is one that lists the things that we've accomplished and allows us the opportunity to celebrate what we've achieved. As in, ta-da! Too often we don't give ourselves the chance to acknowledge how far we've come. Too often we don't give ourselves the permission to celebrate the successes that we've had. Too often we just don't recognize what we've achieved. We don't allow ourselves to have cause for reflection, and we don't allow ourselves that small celebration. So this ta-da list allows this. It provides a format for us to celebrate. So take some time today, I urge you, and write down your ta-da list on what you've accomplished this week. And allow those achievements to put a smile, a smile on your face. Stop and pause. Stop and reflect. Recognize how far you've come. And by doing so, give yourself some cause for celebration. And if that helps you have a smile, if that helps you be happier, thank the ta-da list. Hey, I'm Coach Curl. Thanks for checking out your Daily Fuel. I'll see you soon.